there. Praise God. Bless her service. Sister Cynthia mentioned she asked good questions. All of you ask good questions when you're ready. But she mentioned about Revelations 20, the resurrection. She wanted to know about the resurrection and so, right? You mentioned about, was it Revelations 20, about the first resurrection you're talking about? And it's in Revelations chapter 20. Now, we've touched all these subjects before, but because Sister Cynthia is new to these, and some of you are still new to these subjects, that's why we go over these things. The second coming of Jesus Christ. Is on the kingdom is established by the resurrection. It takes the second coming of Christ to resurrect the dead, which is the first resurrection. There'll be two resurrection. Everybody know what? Two resurrection. One, the first one, is at the second advent of Jesus Christ. The scripture says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. With the trump of God, and it's good to know these things, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's number one. First, resurrection. Now, to be in the first resurrection, you have to be blessed and holy. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Because, here's the reason why. On such that have part in the first resurrection, the second death has no power over them, right? But they shall be, that's Revelations 20. It's up there. Verse 6. Revelations 20, verse 6. It says, but they will be, notice what they will be. They shall be priests. Everybody reading. They shall be what? Priests of God. And of Christ. So you'll be priests of God and of Christ when you are in the first resurrection. That qualifies you for that. It's awesome. They will be priests of God and of Christ. And notice the awesome position they will be. And they shall reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Now, 1,000 years is a long time. 1,000 years is a long time. But that is what it will take Jesus Christ to establish the kingdom of God upon the earth, this earth. You see, that's all that's going on in this world today. You look, even in America, we were talking about it a little bit, that the lawlessness, the hatred, the strife, the raging of the nation. Every day you get up is just a rage. And where are the men and women that are calling out for peace and for the righteousness of God? That even Christians get caught up in this rage. And the Bible said that to be in the first resurrection, the requirement is blessed and holy. Is he that has part in the first resurrection on such, because that qualifies you for life, eternal life, on such the second death has no power. Now, second death, well, it's appointed unto man once to die. That's first death. You know, first death, when somebody dies, you put them here and pray over them, preach over them, tell everybody how good they were, even if they were bad. And then you wheel them out there and cover them up. That's first death. But there is another debt. See, that's first debt. And that's a debt that destroys the body. But Jesus says, fear not him. I think it's in Luke or Matthew. Fear not him who can destroy the body. But rather, who do you fear? Can you find that? You fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. That's the one that you fear. Now, who can do that? And Luke? Matthew 10, could you put that up? I'll come back here, but put that up for me. Please, in Matthew 10, verse 28. Look at it. I want you all to look at it. Pay attention now. These scriptures are important because you need them. This is the word of God. And he's coming back for a people that have knowledge. That's the difference between the wise virgins and the foolish virgin. The wise virgin knew, understood the word of God, knowledge, wisdom. But the foolish didn't think it was important. So Matthew 10 and verse 28. Watch the scripture. And fear not them which kill the body. We know what that means. But they're not able to kill the soul. But here it is. They kill the body, but they're not able to kill the soul. Because there's only one being, the divine being, that can kill the soul. And that's God. The devil cannot kill your soul. The devil can kill the body. But he cannot kill your soul. That's why you don't have to be afraid of the devil. He does not have the power. Yes. Why, the devil could not even touch God, touch Job, the righteous man. When you serve God and when you love God, there's a protection over you. Amen. And you don't have to be afraid of second death. Second death means you die and you're resurrected. You're judged and you die again. That's second death. There's no resurrection from second death. Okay? Revelation 20. We'll get there in a minute. Fear them not which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Two things. But rather fear him which is able to destroy, notice, not just kill, but destroy. That means you're gone forever and ever. There's no coming back. But is able to destroy both. Does both means? Both means? Help me. Both, two, right? So what were we talking about? The body, one, and the soul, two. So in other words, don't fear him who can only kill one. That is your body. You should be shouting. You should be shouting. But that's the one we fear. But you're not supposed to fear him. Who can only kill the body. But Jesus said, rather fear him which is able to destroy, not kill, but destroy both soul and body. Where? In hell. He's able to do that. And that's the one you fear and reverence, because you don't want to be destroyed in hell, but you want to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You want to have a new body. You want to have, because the body That means you will receive a new body. Even if this outer one perish, Paul says, don't be afraid, because the inward man is renewed day by day, and we have a building eternally after in heaven. And Job says that although the skin worm eat me up, yet in my flesh, or out of my flesh, because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, shall I see God? For I know. Do you know? The one that can save you and deliver you. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know that tonight? That your Redeemer is alive? The one who can rescue you and save you from second death. Amen. Second death has no power over you. And verse 28, 29, is there something else? Okay, then let me go on to it. I don't want to change the subject. But rather you fear, then I want to, if you could find me that scripture where I beheld Satan as lightning, Jesus said, fall it to the ground. And when you find it, let me know. Now, in back to Revelation 20, and let me go there quick for time's sake, and start at verse 1. Revelation 20, verse 1 says, what was that? Luke. Let's get Luke before I go on. Luke 17, read it. Verse 20. Luke 17, verse 24. Let's read that now. For as the lightning that lighteneth from one end. No, that's not it. I beheld Satan as lightning falleth to the ground. Okay. When you find it. 10:18. Yeah, sound like that. And he said unto them, notice that's Jesus speaking. Pay attention to this now. And let's read that. Pay attention to this because you need that. And he said unto them, everybody reading. I beheld Satan. How? Look at there. As lightning. How fast does lightning travel? See, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. How many of you know that when you see, was it a lightning? Or, I'm trying to get this right. When a lightning flashes, what follows that? Thunder? Which one goes first, the thunder or the lightning? The lightning? The thunder, right? All right, so by the time, I want to get this right, but by the time you see the lightning, okay, the thunder, help me. The thunder first. Okay, the thunder is first. Now, when Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning falling to the ground, he already hits the ground. Okay. Because the thunder goes ahead and then the lightning. So by the time the lightning goes for it, the devil is already cast down. That's how fast. By the time you see the lightning, the guy is already cast down. So Jesus was saying now, I beheld Satan as lightning falleth. Falls from heaven. Next verse. Notice this. Did you notice that? Here was one fall to the ground as lightning fall to the ground. And he turns around to the disciples and says, because don't be afraid, because he falls to the ground and I have to be afraid. No, Jesus says, behold, I give unto you power. He falls. He's on the ground. He's cast down. And Jesus says, I give you power to do what? To tread on him. To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power. Listen, over all the power. Somebody ought to shout. That's why we said we have that fear and that reverence for God. He's an awesome God. Come on, church. It's time to wake up and take your right, what God has given you. Use it. Don't just sit there and you die and you don't have no life. He's given you life, power, life to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Now these are not little scorpions out there. No. These are demonic forces. You've got them. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose. All power Jesus received from the Father. And he said, I've given you. And over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing. Hello. And nothing. Somebody say nothing. Can you know that word? Can you say it again? Nothing means absolutely nothing shall by any means hurt you. That includes second death. Because the overcomers will not be hurt by second death. But Christ came to destroy him that has the power of death. That is the devil. And in Hebrews 2:14, go there quickly and then we'll go back to Revelation in, before I wind it down. Hebrews 2 verse 14 says, listen to this, listen to this. Are you listening now? For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. That's the part the devil can kill. Partakers of flesh and blood. But there's another part that God has given us that the devil can't touch that. The devil cannot destroy that. And God said, I've given you power over all the powers of the devil. Then goes on, for as much then as the children are, read, partakers of flesh and blood. Come on, get alive and read. He also himself, likewise, took part of the same. That through death, he, Jesus, might destroy him, Satan. Destroy the devil. Destroy Satan. That had the power of death. That is the devil. We know who he is. That's the devil. Satan. Revelations 12 tells us. Call him dragon. That old serpent and Satan. The one that you are afraid of, that you don't have to be afraid of. The one that shuts your mouth, that you can't praise him. The one that holds your hands down, that you cannot clap your hands. You know what? Have you ever asked yourself, why can't I do this? Huh? Dawn on you. Why can't I praise him? Huh? Dawn. He said, I don't want to. No, it's because something is holding you back. But you have tonight that power to say, let go. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. You've got power to break the powers of the devil. And to worship God, and to love God, and to praise God, and to lift your hands up. Somebody shout. You've got that power tonight, that you can praise him. Yes, you can come alive in God. That's what the church is for. Somebody shout. Somebody say glory. Why, God's people ought to make some noise. God's people ought to praise him. Because the devil is a liar. For as much then. Look at that. Somebody said, but I'm just flesh and blood. I'm just so tired. And I'm just... All right. For as much then. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood. You know, we can die. But I got something to encourage you. Guess what he did? He stepped in the ring and began to fight for us. He joined our team. He became man. Are you listening tonight? Come on, you're not alone tonight. But you've got a God. You've got a Savior. Woo! For as much then as the children are helpless, flesh and blood, He also, that's Jesus Himself, likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy, notice, destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. But you know what Jesus did? When Jesus died, guess what He done? He took away the keys of death, the sting of death. Yes, He's got the key tonight. Do you know who's got the keys? The devil don't have the keys. Christ took the keys from him. Jesus has the keys. He likewise partook of flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the old serpent. That is the dragon. That is the wicked one. That is the liar. Hey, the deceiver. The one that deceived the old world. But tonight, we were once children of wrath, even as others. And we were deceived. But thanks be to God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not under Satan's thumb anymore. But we've got power to tread on him. Power to stand upon the serpent. That's why you can shout. That's why you can praise him. That's why you can clap your hands on a Wednesday night. It makes no difference what night it is. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My. Somebody ought to shout. Now, Revelation, let me begin to close here. Revelation 1. Revelation 1, verse 18. Said, I am he that liveth.
And was dead.
And behold,
I alive
for how long?
Forevermore.
I'm alive forevermore. You feel like shouting right there? He's alive. I said he's alive. Jesus is alive forevermore. And what does he have? Oh, I wish the church, I wish I had a church who knew what he had. And have the keys. Come on, church. Jesus has the keys of death and hell. So what are you afraid of? He's got the keys, so second death cannot hold you. And I will give unto you the keys. Notice here. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. They are keys. Everybody look at me. He told the disciples, I'll give you the keys. Jesus had the keys and he threw them to the disciples. And guess what? We've got the keys. We have the keys. I'll give unto you what? The keys of the kingdom of God. That's why we're here as ambassadors, as ministers. What are we doing tonight? Unlocking doors. Because keys open doors. And we're opening the door to the kingdom of, we're not shutting up the kingdom to you like the Pharisees and scribes, but we're opening up the keys. How do we do it? Through knowledge into your minds. To the power of God, a revelation into your mind, unlocking your mind. So one time, we who were sometimes darkness, but now, hallelujah, but now, what happened right now? But now are we light in the Lord, walk as children of light. You're not dark anymore, you're not night anymore, but you're lighted children of God. We are a city. We are the light of the world. A city that set on a hill cannot be hid. So, let your light so shine before men that they would see your good work. Said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. And we've got the keys. We're here opening up, preaching the kingdom of God to you. All right? We're preaching the kingdom of God to you. Why? In closing, this gospel, and I'll get on to Revelation, for I'll just touch a few more on it. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached. It's not only Jesus say, that's good, but you got to preach the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus did when he was leaving. That's what Paul did when his last ministry in Acts, preaching the kingdom of God, no one forbidding it. And that's what we're doing here. That kingdom, the kingdom of God. I'm not just preaching how many is ready to heaven to fly away. I'm preaching an establishment of a kingdom upon the earth where Jesus Christ will rule and reign on the throne of David forever and ever. I'm preaching a gospel that at the end of the 1,000 years, the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. I'm preaching a gospel that whosoever's name was not written in the Lamb's book of life will be cast into second death, which is the lake of fire and brimstone. But you don't have to, because tonight you can have your name written in the Lamb's book of life. How? By repenting and believing the gospel. By, like the thief on the cross, he said, Lord, remember me. Come on. You've got to ask him to remember you. When you come in your kingdom, don't forget me, Lord. Do you want that kingdom? It's an everlasting kingdom. It's a glorious kingdom. When we have the again Genesis, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world as a witness. But to escape second death, you must be in the first resurrection. Revelation 20, go home and read it. Blessed and holy is he. Go over that one until you get it. Blessed and holy is he, because it's a blessed resurrection. On such, the second death have no power. But if you go on down, it says that this is the first resurrection. And there's not another resurrection until the 1,000 years is over. So you don't want to be caught in second death, or you don't want to be caught in the grave, or you don't want to be caught missing God. You want to be sure your anchor holds within the veils. Hallelujah. You want to be sure of that, don't it? This is not playing games. It's a church. It's for real. Your soul depends on what you're hearing tonight. This is the kingdom of God, where there's going to be established a kingdom where you won't have no strife. But even the lion will eat straw like the bullock. They will not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain. That's the kingdom of God. This whole hurt is to be turned into a paradise. And it will be occupied by resurrected people. First resurrection. Blessed and holy. But the devil will be cast into the lake of fire. I'm not going there. Come on. I don't want to go there. I'm not following the devil. We're following Jesus Christ tonight. We're following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Amen? 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 Give the Lord a praise tonight. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a stand up and